Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And let's welcome in our guest today. It's David Tennant, actual Doctor Who. David Hennant.
Good
sorry?
Start.
David Hennant.
And we're off.
And
have you ever had such a big build-up?
Wow. And Catherine Tate. Hello, welcome.
Can we get your name right?
Yeah. Now, before you came in today, we did a little test on Chappers just to see how much he'd done his research on you.
Right.
Okay, a bit of true or false. So, if you could just give us the answers, provide us the answers to these, okay? Mm-hmm. David Tennant drives a Skoda. Now, you said that was false.
Yeah.
That is false.
Thank
but you used to, right?
I used to drive a Skoda,
but
yeah.
That but that wasn't
I
the question.
Anymore. No, strictly speaking, that is false.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What do you drive now?
A Prius.
Ooh, environmental.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd have asked me that, I could have answered that.
Yeah. I saw the episode of Top Gear where Jeremy Clarkson was berating you.
Yeah.
Who's Skoda? Catherine Tate is mates with Ross off of Friends. You said true.
We've worked together.
There you go.
Are you mates?
I haven't seen him for a while.
Mm. Well, that's a yes, though, isn't it? Yes? You could still be friends with that. Having
absolutely,
seen somebody
yeah.
For a while.
We were friendly.
Wow,
when we
yeah.
Were
I mean, maybe
together.
We should define exactly. Yeah. At what point do you stop being friends?
Exactly. You don't stop being friends.
Okay.
We asked him last week, and he said you were friends.
Did he?
Yeah. So you might have just shattered him.
Okay, we'll say that's true then.
Oh, everyone tries to pretend they're friends with Catherine, but she's very selective.
David Tennant was once in a troupe of strippers called the Dream Lovers. You said that was false. Mm.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. A troop of strippers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't really. No. That's false.
That's 3 out of 3.
Yeah. Catherine Tate was in The Bill. You said that was true.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
Yeah. What were you,
many
what were you
times
in The Bill?
Over.
Many.
Yeah.
Were you?
He's round the back of the estate.
That's yeah. Right. But he don't come from around here.
He's not here. It's been all of me looking after the kids and everything.
That's
were
right.
You
look,
were you that? Did you answer the door in your dressing gown?
I didn't ever do that. I was always in it before I was in the castable bracket to have children. Because it was when I left drama school. So I was always like troubled teen or something.
Oh, okay. How many times?
3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's good.
Actually, I was a copper once, so that's not true. Yeah.
Did you try
once.
And get continuity between your 3 troubled teens? Did you pretend they were the same troubled teen?
Well, I was always a bit worried because I was about 26 at the time. The casting department would find out, so I just sort of went in and out quite quickly.
And the last one, David Tennant is not his real name. You said that was false. Mm,
that's true.
Okay.
Hang on, was that right? It's David Tennant is not my real
it's
name.
It's a double negative, so that
it's
means
a double
it's
negative,
true.
Yes. And thank
okay.
You. Thank you.
That was the double negative that confused me.
Right, yeah, me too. Right, so the new series kicks off on Saturday at 6:20. It's very
it does.
Exciting. Can I ask you, Catherine?
Can I just see?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you think of the Doctor Who Dalek merchandise?
It's very nice.
It is nice.
We've got a little Dalek in front of me here.
Can we show you your action
there,
figure as
there's
well.
There's your action figure.
Now,
ah, yes.
You see, we had the Sugar Babes in a while ago, and
yeah.
Heidi from the Sugar Babes looked absolutely nothing like her action figure whatsoever. Do you think that looks slightly like you?
It's not bad,
is it?
It's not bad, yeah.
Let's have a look. What's that on your back?
I think it looks a bit like Doctor Who's going to go hiking.
Yeah. It does.
Doctor Who goes rambling.
Yeah, this is from a. I think this is from a special edition model.
Oh, is it?
From an episode
from
in series 2.
The Ramblers edition.
This looks quite like me. But Catherine's looks really
oh,
like
my
hers.
One is great.
Yeah,
go on. What's
still
it like?
To
really
hit
is.
The shops, but
it's still it's not. To, yeah, I don't know when it'll be out, but I really because you know they are, you know they do come in varying degrees of likeness.
Yeah, yeah.
And my one just looks like really, really well, really good.
They just pointed at this picture of a cat figure and
thinking
said,
thinking it
that
was mine.
One?
Yeah, yes, no. That was me as a bride.
Do you have to go
suit bride?
Do you have to go and just like be cast for that kind of thing, or what happens?
No, I did have a face cast done, but that was for something coming up in the episode, in one of the episodes to come. Mm. No, they don't. I think
no, they just take
do
they
it
take 360
3D, yeah,
degree
pictures.
Photographs.
Wow.
But just you know, normal photographs.
Yeah, not particularly close up.
No.
So I was hoping my ankles would be very well done. It was all over. Really good.
How good has it been, the assistant? Because it's like a TV version of being a Bond girl.
Yes, so it's only
less time in a bikini.
Well, you haven't seen all the series yet.
Really?
Yeah. Do you come out the sea at some point?
I do, covered in sewage, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's because it was Wales, not the Caribbean.
I always say that because I've always said to you, Doctor Who is like the TV version of James Bond.
Yeah.
So I'm quite pleased with that.
It's all right, isn't it? Yeah. Now, we're going to play a quiz in a moment.
Okay.
Called, if that's okay with you. Now,
is that what it's called,
what if it's not?
It's called.
You just keep asking questions.
It's called Doctor Who Alien or Joe Wiley, where you have to work out if it's one of your aliens from the show or whether
what, a
it's
a picture.
No, a South
Lord
picture. Catherine.
I'm saying, Catherine, how rude!
We show you a picture of a Doctor Who alien, and you decide whether it's that or Joe Wiley. No. That's not what I'm saying.
So, explain yourself better.
Okay, right. We'll play you a sound of one of the aliens from your series.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Or a sound of Joe Wiley,
which we may have tampered with a little. You need to tell me whether it's one of your aliens.
There's been trickery.
Or not. Okay, we'll do that in a minute. First of all, let's speak to some actual listeners. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Louis.
Hi, Louis. You're right.
Louis. Hello, Louis.
Yes, thanks.
You got a question?
Yes, I have.
How old are you, Louis?
I'm 11.
11, okay, go for it.
I just wanted to know, how do you make your hair so cool all the time? Because I try and it always ends up a mess.
Are you talking to me, Louis? Are you talking to David with that question, Louis?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's a man who works for BBC Wales called Stephen Smith, and he's a very talented makeup designer, and with about four different potions and unctions. First thing in the morning, he massages my scalp, and that's how it comes out. But I couldn't do it on my own. It's all down to Stephen Smith, makeup artist.
Right, so you need to hire Stephen Smith.
He's terribly expensive.
Have
though.
You got his number?
I do. I've got his number. Put it on the Radio 1 website.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm sensing a niche for a Doctor Who wig.
Well, yeah.
Snap-on wig.
Yeah.
How about that, Louis, if we got you a Doctor Who wig?
Louis?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Yeah, you'd like that.
We'll see what we can do about that.
But, David, has Stephen Smith done your hair today? Because it still looks quite cool.
He hasn't, but I've been...
Have you picked up some tips?
He's learned from the master. Years.
I have learned from the master.
Right. Yeah. That probably doesn't help you at all, does it, Louis?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, we'll get the stick-on, snap-on wig for you at some point.
We'll start work on that immediately.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Louis.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Lucia.
Hello, Lucia. How can I help? Oh, we spoke to you earlier, didn't we?
You did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. What was your question?
Well, it's for Catherine and for David as well. I wondered if they'd be free on the 16th of August to come to my wedding.
Now, we spoke to Lucia at about 6:35 this morning. She was the first caller we spoke to.
Right.
And she seems to have appeared back on the radio again. Now, this might sway you if she tells you the menu, because she wants you to be there at the whole thing.
Yeah, go on.
All right, go on then.
Okay, well, there's going to be lots of champagne for a start, so that should be a winner.
Yeah.
We're going to have salmon to start for the starter.
Oh,
then we're
out. Sorry.
He doesn't eat salmon. And I don't drink, so you're going to have to work a bit harder now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's a terrible start.
Because up till that point, we were intending on coming.
That's right. Up to that point, I've cleared my diary.
Yeah. So, champagne and salmon, that's off, both of them.
Okay, halloumi cheese.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tempted.
You can have some of that. Okay. For the main, there's either chicken, possibly beef, or a vegetarian, which is a goat's cheese Wellington.
Wellington, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see. I don't goat's like pastry. Cheese, well. Cheese in pastry.
Goat's cheese Wellington. You can't serve people that at your wedding.
Why not?
Oh, it sounds revolting.
Oh, I can't say that.
That's cheese pie at your wedding, love.
If you want to put a common spin on it, yeah.
Right, so the vegetarian is cheese pie. They hate salmon and they hate champagne. Carry on.
What about chicken and beef?
I don't eat meat.
I'll eat chicken and beef.
Well, you're going to have the cheese pie then, Catherine.
Mind you, I could eat David's salmon, so that's all
true,
right.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There'll be plenty of vegetables and roast as well. Okay. So,
she's still pushing on through with this, isn't she?
Where is it? Where is it?
Oh, it's in Northamptonshire. If you want the details, I'll give you them off air.
Let's put them on the BBC Radio 1 website.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, that's
well,
great.
Congratulations.
Who are you getting married
to?
Cole.
Cole?
Cole. Cole and Lucia. That sounds like, that sounds rather exotic, doesn't it?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Sounds like Mac and Mabel. You could be a musical.
Yeah, you sound like a musical.
Nice, yeah.
Right, well, thanks, Lucia.
Oh, thank you for the invite. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1
Podcast. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the pointless quiz later.
Oh, yeah, you're in charge of the pointless quiz today.
It's going to be very, very good.
Okay, you've
it's
got
me and my keyboard.
Right, good. You can't play, though.
That's not true, actually. I had piano lessons till I was about 9.
So did I, but I can't play.
And then I wet myself on my piano teacher's stool, and that was my last lesson.
And now it's time for Would You Rather. Now, in the paper yesterday, you know, it said that Adele, off of Chasing Pavements fame, got stuck in some railings whilst using them as a makeshift seat in Los Angeles when she was having a fake. Now, in a casualty style. Mm. Now, we didn't want to just ask her outright, so our polite way to do this was to ask her in a would-you-rather styling. Instead.
Right.
See, that's how we got round it.
Subtle.
So, here's the answer, anyway. Would you rather... Adele, would you rather be stuck in some railings or be handcuffed to Louis Walsh? Here she is.
Okay, hello, it's Adele.
Hi, Adele.
I would definitely prefer to be stuck in some railings for 48 hours. So I have been, actually, in LA. Anyway, yeah, cool. I'd rather be stuck in railings because Sharon Osbourne is my favourite X Factor judge. I'd rather be handcuffed to her forever than be anywhere near Louis Walsh.
So, it's true.
She confirmed it.
She confirmed
it.
In
a roundabout kind of way.
She did get stuck in some railings. So there we are. The truth is out there. And now here's today's. No, that's wrong.
Here's today's what?
That's wrong. Would you rather? Here's today's...
What's that?
It'll become clear in a minute.
Did you hit the wrong button there, by any chance?
Here's today's would you rather. Would you rather...
Here's today's horn.
Would you rather your farts sounded like foghorns... right? Or your farts were visible. Foghorns or visible? What would you rather do?
I'll take the foghorn.
Okay. What do you think Radio 1's Greg James would do?
I think he'll take the foghorn as well.
Okay, here he is.
Hello, Scott. It's Greg James from Early Breakfast. I think I'd rather have my fart sounding like a foghorn because I'm actually quite proud of them most of the time. I think it's nothing to be ashamed of. Just let rip. Also, in my experience, although they might not admit it, the ladies do quite like a big guff. Every now and then.
That's not true.
Now, in my experience, and judging by the ladies, well, women that are around here, they don't look as though they like a big guff.
I don't think ladies like a big guff. I'm saying foghorn, though, as well.
I don't really want to know what they look like, and I'm quite happy to fart here, there, and everywhere. So, no, not at the moment, you're right.
And also, if they are visible, what would they kind of look like?
Egg. They just look like a big plume of smoke with a giant egg on the top.
No, I'd
rather. That would just be following me around all the time because I probably fart, I would say, at least 3 or 4 times an hour.
Mine are like, yeah, exactly. Mine are quite foghorn like anyway. So I'm kind of used to it.
Are you boasting now?
No, I'm just saying.
What do they sound like again?
They sound like this. Yeah. I'm going for foghorn. What would you rather? 81199.
I found that quite an easy one, to be honest.
Yeah, easier than some of the others.
What would happen if you were like in the cinema? Well, yeah, except you don't really go to the cinema, do you?
Watch a DVD instead.
Maybe the library. Somewhere quiet.
No, I don't want people to see them.
I don't mind farting, to be honest. I'm quite sort of proud of them.
Mm. Anyway.
Also, the louder ones don't really smell.
That's true, actually. The louder they are, the less smelly they are. That's true.
So I'm thinking of other people there as well.
That's very good. Okay, well, that's your answer then. Adele, would you like to hear the new record by Cortinas?
I'd rather be stuck in railings.
Yeah, fair enough. BBC Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. David Tennant and Catherine Tate are with us.
Hello.
Hi. Doctor Who, new series starts on Saturday at 6:20 on BBC One.
6:20, viewers. It's a bit of an odd time, so pay attention. 6:20.
Are you annoyed about that? Because I read this week that Russell T. Davies has had a bit of a pop at that.
He's not happy.
I don't think it's the most obvious time. I think people are used to us being on at 7:00. But I think in a couple of weeks it's going to move closer to 7. So I don't know. It's just I don't know why we're starting at 6:20.
Because of those screaming bints that are on after you. Whatever that reality thing is.
Who wants to be?
I'd do anything.
Yes.
Yes.
Which I love.
Do you?
I
haven't seen it yet.
I do love a bit of you know, musical
Kevin Spacey
theater.
Doesn't.
Doesn't.
No. He doesn't, does he?
No, he does not. No.
He's cross. Well,
he's very cross with all this.
Well, to be fair, he's not the obvious choice for, is he?
He'd have been better go for Joseph.
Yeah. Or Bill Sykes, maybe.
Now, we've got some of the stuff. I think this is from probably some newspapers or websites from yesterday.
Right.
Catherine Tate reprises her role as runaway bride Donna. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Are we playing true or false game?
No. Amy Winehouse is
isn't the quiz.
Is to star as a villain in the new series as well. Now, I heard this on a radio station yesterday.
Did you notice the date that
story
came out?
That's why I thought that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Also, Chappers wants to know, good question this, is this new series scary?
No, no. Is it? I'm asking as a responsible parent, because my little boy is a bit of a wuss and he got scared. I mean,
don't say that. But
way to build up your child's confidence.
I know. You know, he ought to be a bit tougher at the age of four. So, and there are a couple of the last episodes.
You're saving up for his therapy.
there are a couple of the last series that scared him a bit. And I don't mind him being scared, I just don't want to have to explain everything to him. Yeah. So,
it's a selfish motive.
Yeah, I just want to sit there and watch it and not be confronted with a crying toddler.
Banging on in your ear.
God.
You don't want to interface with your child on a Saturday.
You know, the plots are complicated enough as it is without
people would call it quality time, you just call it an interference.
So, is he going to be scared by this series?
I think there are scary ones. I think probably
first episode, absolutely not.
Yeah,
it's
first
real...
episode is. I mean, it's got some thrills and spells, but I wouldn't say it's scary.
Right.
The second episode's got bits. There are scary bits, as there should be.
Yeah.
I'd say episodes kind of 8, 9, 10 are probably the scariest ones.
All right,
this year,
I'll put him in the shed for those.
Yeah.
A lot of the kind of Doctor Who fan sites as well are saying that obviously it's going to have a rest next year, right?
It won't be a full series. There'll be three specials instead of a full series.
Yeah. Okay, and a fifth series planned for the year after.
Exactly.
Are you still going to be the Doctor?
I don't know yet.
Oh, is that your decision or theirs?
I've not had to make up my mind yet because it's 2010. Mercifully, I haven't been asked to decide yet.
Now, if you could look behind you there,
I thought there was some skulking going on behind.
No, there's. Right, this is an exercise machine from America, and it's called the Hawaii chair.
Ah.
And what happens is you sit on it, right? And it turns your abs because
it
moves in a hula motion off
Does
of Hawaii.
It?
Yeah.
Hence the name Hawaii.
Yeah. Listen to these people who have tried it in America.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
That feels great on my abs.
I really feel this working.
I can feel it working.
Hawaiian chair while answering phones, using the computer, balancing books, or filing paperwork.
Now, I've tried that, and it actually went bonkers.
None of those people have been paid to say those things.
No, not at all. They're just
the people who made it.
Yeah. It spins round and round, and it got out of control. Now, we were going to ask you to try that earlier, maybe to be featured in a future episode, but we've broken it.
Ah.
Now, is anyone any good
with... that's the end of that feature, then.
Anyone any good with fuses or anything? Because
I have your sonic screwdriver.
Ah. Yes, but I think technically that's a plastic replica of the sonic screwdriver. Otherwise, I'd get stuck right in there.
Yeah. Damn.
But unfortunately...
You're right, I'll see in two, won't you?
Yeah.
We were just hoping that Doctor Who might be able to fix the Hawaii chair, but obviously
rubbish.
Not.
This isn't the real
we
one.
We gave it one go earlier and it just blew up.
Really?
Okay, let's play Doctor Who Alien or Joe Wiley.
I've been looking forward to this.
Let's see how well you know
Joe
your
Wiley
own series.
As well.
Okay, right, so here's the first one. Is this an alien or is this Joe Wiley?
5, floor 1, troop 6, floor 2.
Well, that's the Jadoon.
Is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Next one.
I can't wait to make love to you.
I think that's Joe Wiley.
I think that's got the smell of Joe about it.
I can't wait to make love to you.
I can't wait to make love to you.
It's Joe Wiley. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what she whispered in my ear only the other night.
Next.
What is that? What is that?
Can I just ask, are these, you know when you say they're the aliens, have they been distorted, or are you playing them the way they are? Because I don't recognise it. I didn't recognise the Jadoon.
What is that?
I think they're as they appear.
What is that? Oh, that's
I think that's a Cyberman, isn't it?
Oh, right.
It's correct again, David. Yeah. Very good. He's good at this. Yeah. He should be. He is the Doctor. Okay.
I don't watch it much.
This is not war.
Oh, come on. That's
Joe, isn't it?
Easy.
This is not war.
What do you think that is, Catherine?
I think that's a darling.
It's correct.
Yes.
Okay, next.
That's Joe Wiley.
See how long you can last before the anxiety gets too much.
But it was a barely veiled Joe Wiley.
It was. Yeah. It really was. Okay, next.
Oh, don't know, crow, blow,
One. Jadoo?
Yeah, correct. They're very good, aren't they?
They are, aren't
they? It's almost like they're in it.
You can't stand in the way of progress.
That sounds like Russell.
Do that
one. You can't stand in the way of progress.
Is that Joe Wiley?
No, that's one of ours, but I can't think of it.
It doesn't sound like Joe Wiley.
It's one of her favourite phrases.
You can't stand in the way of progress.
Yep.
What is that?
Lazarus.
Oh, of course it is.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well done,
that's Mark Gatiss with his things being done to his voice. Yeah. From the Bible, the audiobook.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The audio version of the Bible.
Yeah.
See what you mean.
Yeah, the original recording of Lazarus.
Yeah.
They got off a bit of papyrus.
It was Lazarus on the plug.
Right, and the last one.
It's got to be Joe Wiley.
It's got to be Joe Wiley.
Sure now?
Yeah.
You reckon that's Joe Wiley?
Unless it's an...
I think it is Joe Wiley.
This is an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. Everyone.
Every single one. Right, let's
Do you think Joe Wiley could get a part?
She sounds like she's quite good at it.
Amy Winehouse has.
Yeah, exactly.
When's Billy back, by the way? Because we had her in a while ago and she said she was missing you all terribly, but she's coming back, isn't she?
She might make an appearance in this series, yes. Mm. That's not entirely impossible.
Yeah. Around about what time would that be? Sometime in the series.
Sometime in the series.
Sometime in the next 13 weeks.
Yes.
Just thought I'd ask.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's take a call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
And I'm fine. And who are you? What's your name?
We're Florence.
Oh, thank God for that. Right. Hello, Florence.
Hello.
Right. You're talking to David and Catherine. How can we help you?
I just wanted to ask, were there any episodes or a scene you can tell us about in Series 4 that you most enjoyed acting?
Oh, everyone with Catherine Tate in. I'll tell you what, there's a sequence in the one on Saturday night, 6:20 viewers. Which was really complicated to shoot because it was done in so many different bits. But when you see it all put together, there's a sort of stunt sequence.
Yeah.
In a window cleaner cradle on the side of a building, which is, I think, one of the best sequences we've done.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Look out for that one, Florence,
amongst
right?
Many.
Yeah, I will.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Cheers,
bye.
Florence.
Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
Abigail.
Hi, Abigail.
Hello. Hi, Abigail. Have you got a question?
Yeah.
How old are you, Abigail?
4.5.
4.5?
Oh, excellent.
Wow. Okay, go on then.
How old are you?
Oh, well.
Wow.
I'm 36, Abigail, which is a good bit older than you, isn't it?
Yeah.
36 probably sounds really old to you, doesn't it?
Oh, was that your question, Abigail?
Yeah.
Do you mean how old is Doctor Who?
The Doctor is 903 years old. In fact, he's just had a birthday. He's 904.
I think that's what Abigail meant.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Abigail, yeah. The Doctor is 904 years old.
All right, Abigail?
Yeah.
Bye, Abigail.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bless. Radio 1 Podcast. You ready for more Barrys?
I'll bring them on.
Let's do it. Barry
O'Keefe. Hi, my name's Barry. I'm from Bridge North in Shropshire, and I work for West Mercia Police. Barry O'Keefe is just like karaoke,
but it's sung by people called Barry. He does work for the police.
It's Barry, bitch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I miss American dreams since I was 17. Don't matter if I step on the scene or sneak away to the Philippines. They still gonna put pictures of my derriere in the magazine. Hey.
You want a piece of Barry?
I miss bad media karma. Another day, another drama. Guess I can't see the harm in working and being a mama. And with a kid on my arm, I'm still an exceptional learner. Hey, it's Barry, bitch. I'm Mrs. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
You want a piece of Barry?
I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that bar is shameless.
You want a piece of Barry?
I'm Mrs. Extra Extra. This just in. Hey, you want a piece of Barry? I'm Mrs. She's too big. No, she's too thin. It's Barry, bitch.
Thank you. Thank you to Barry from West Mercia Police. You want a piece of Barry?
I would imagine the next person he arrests is going to give him some stick.
Yeah. Under arrest, sir. It's Barry, bitch.
You want a piece of Barry?
If you are a Barry and you want to be part of this amazing feature tomorrow, text 81199. Your name has to be Barry. Thanks. Barry
O'Keefe. You want a piece of Barry?
Hi, Scott. It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you today?
Derby.
How can I help?
Oh, I just love that Barry. He's amazing.
He was good, wasn't he?
He was absolutely the best Barry so far. He was brilliant.
It's only Wednesday, Sharon.
Well, you know, you've got to keep pushing the limits out, don't you?
You want a piece of Barry?
Definitely.
You want him to arrest you, do you?
Well, you know,
with some squirty cream.
You want a piece of Barry?
You love him, don't you?
I do. He's brilliant.
Do you know any Barrys?
I don't. I want to know that Barry.
You do, don't you?
I do.
You've got a little thing for Barry.
I've got a very big thing for Barry.
Richard and Lincoln is thinking of changing his name by deed poll to Barry just so he can take part in Barry-oke. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio
1. And now...
Scott Mills, totally random quiz of the day.
It's not really mine, it's yours today. How does this work, then?
Basically, I have a keyboard. I'll play you a tune. You tell me what it's got to, what the tune is.
Now, I might need you lot to help me out with this, so you can call me. There are no prizes. You just need to help me, OK? Take it away.
Yeah?
Is that my first keyboard? First
it is a bit, yeah. I'm used to a grand piano for these kind of things.
OK.
But this we've found knocking around, OK?
All right, off you go. What's that?
It's a song. Of I would say the last 2 or 3 years.
I thought you said you could play the piano.
I know what that is in my head. Admittedly, each version sounds slightly different from the one before.
Do it once more for me, please, because people need to know.
I think that's
really
quite,
easy.
That is quite obvious.
Hello?
Hey, Scott, it's Jim from Chesterfield.
Hello, what do you think it is?
I think it's Coldplay. I think it's Clocks.
Clocks by Coldplay.
No, I can see where you're coming from, but no.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Kevin Manning from Romford. I think it might be Coldplay and The Scientist, but it could be anything, really.
Chris Martin must be loving this. No, it's not. I will just put everybody out of the misery and say it's not Coldplay.
Right, when we said earlier it was going to be Name That Tune with you on the piano, mm-hmm. You said you had piano lessons. When was that?
It was when I was between the ages of 6 and 9.
Right, I thought you could play. I thought it might sound slightly like the track.
Hang on. I can do a scale.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Simon from Bristol.
What's the track?
It's Mika, Grace Kelly.
No.
Right, I've got some guesses from people.
Okay.
Is it the rubbish one by the White Stripes?
No, it's not.
Is it anything by Kate Nash?
No, but I would like to thank the Brit School for teaching me to play the piano.
Is it Smack My Bitch Up by Prodigy?
No, but I'm learning that, so I might be able to do that tomorrow.
Is it Everything by Kate Nash?
No.
Is it One Republic, Apologise?
No, it's not.
Is it Rage Against the Machine?
You're rubbish at this.
Killing in the Name Of?
No.
Robert Miles.
You're not listening. You're just coming up with random guesses
when
now.
When you came up with this, had you forgotten you couldn't play piano?
Kind of, yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, right, what's the answer?
It's Love Machine, Girls Aloud.
At last, somebody with a bit of sense.
How the hell is that Love Machine by Girls Aloud?
Stop.
Easily.
What's your name, caller?
Alison.
Alison, how the hell did you get that?
It's easy.
Yeah, because she has a musical ear.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Oh yeah, of course. Silly
couldn't
me.
Tell them apart.
Silly me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I can't actually believe this. I think we may have got the Hawaii chair to work. We plugged it in. Right, okay. David, Doctor Who's on the Hawaii chair. Okay, right. If you just sit there, okay, and then feel your abs getting toned as the Hawaii chair.
Wait! Margot, you are kidding me on.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Is that it? Have I broken it again?
Right, try again. No, that's it. It went on.
Was that 2 seconds in?
That was 2 seconds of Doctor Who on the Hawaii
chair.
But look at your abs. That is. Look at that. They're like steel.
That was terrifying. That
yeah,
was
it
the
is.
Serious 2 seconds of my life.
It is horrible, isn't it?
How could you do that and answer the phone at work?
Exactly.
Oh, balance books in your head.
Exactly.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What are you doing? You practicing?
I'm practicing for tomorrow's version of Name That Tune.
Welcome
to Black Parade. Yeah,
there you go! Welcome to Black Parade.
You are on my wavelength.
No, we're never
I got
doing...
it on the first note.
Thank you very much.
Never doing that quiz ever again.
But it works. People loved it before and Joe's just got it right.
You're good.
Thank you.
Morning, Joe.
I can't believe you've been sent all these Doctor Who toys. Am I going to have to wrestle Emlyn for them because we've got children of the same age?
How nice is David Tennant?
Sweet, isn't he?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh. You like him?
Yeah, he's nice, yeah.
Catherine Tate's nice as well.
Yes, she is.
I went to see the episodes last night, being a bit of a geek. It's very good.
Is it? The first one?
Yeah, they're good.
Where did you go?
They did a special screening for
you?
Friends of Doctor Who.
Did they just close it for you?
It was lovely. It was great.
Did you hear our game earlier? Doctor
Who,
alien?
Are there any other programmes you demand special screenings of?
No, just Doctor Who. That's it.
Did you hear our game? Doctor Who, Alien, or
no,
Joe Wiley?
No.
Right, okay. They got all these right, surprisingly, but then it is their show. Right, you had to guess whether it was an alien or you. Right, is this an alien or you?
5, floor 1. Truth 6, floor 2.
You're a Doctor
that's
Who.
That's an alien.
Yeah.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Do it again.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah, that'll be me. Yeah. I can't wait to make love to
you. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay, another one.
See how long it can last before the anxiety gets too much. See how long it can last before the anxiety gets too much.
Alien or you?
I don't think I've ever said anxiety gets too much.
See how long it can last before the anxiety gets too much.
Bugger. I nearly said a different word then.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.